Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the football recruiting game located in the Central Texas area, always striving to give you the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Well, we're getting some cloudy skies here in the Central Plex, so it looks like the weather may be cooling down. Thinks of possible storms coming in tomorrow, which is a blessing because, again, it's not just always hot. But nonetheless, I want to encourage you all to make sure that since the weather is getting warmer, that you stay hydrated. And on that note, I'd like to thank all of you for your prayers and concerns. Yes, I have recently encountered my own set of health issues, so I am going to choose to not be a hypocrite and go ahead and fight this battle against poor health that we're all trying to fight here in these United States of America and throughout the world. I love me some me, believe me, and I would like to continue working with these youngsters as well as being an upstanding family man for years and years and years to come. So again, I thank you kindly for your prayers and concerns. I am feeling much better today. And just thank God, hey, that I'm still here broadcasting live with you all. With that being said, tonight we have a special guest on this fix and fetish that we have for interviewing student athletes here in the Central Texas area, live on the radio for the whole world to see, especially college coaches, to be able to hear what's going on with these prospects. A young man who's our current number one safety prospect in the 2017 class, Ashton Logan from Temple High School. It's springtime, folks. The football recruiting world is becoming more astonishing by the minute. Next week, a week from today, April 15th, that is the beginning of the spring evaluation period. So student athletes, that's when college coaches will be able to come out and evaluate you or possibly visit with you personally if they have a lot of strong interest in you. If you are in the class of 2016, that is, they can sit down with you and have a little small discussion and maybe pass you along their card, et cetera, or invite you to come to the football camp or actually just offer you a scholarship. But again, that's the spring evaluation period that begins on Wednesday, April 15th and goes all the way until May 31st. So always have your best professional look on, yes sir, no sir, or I don't know sir. Make sure those are the type of answers that you're given to the questions that you're being asked. First impressions are lasting impressions. Never forget that. Also, follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop, and send us a friend request at TA's Syntex Football Prospects on Facebook. That's three words, TA's Syntex Last Word Football Prospects on Facebook. Remember also to go on our website and order your copy of the magazine, our Winter Honors magazine, at tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine, and you'll be able to purchase your issue or have many issues you'd like to purchase on that website. So remember that. It's basically celebrating the accomplishments of everyone who made our district, our state, all of our seniors that signed this past season to various colleges and universities, and also enlightening you all on some of our notable underclassmen, the class of 2016 and 2017, that is. Immediately after this broadcast, we're going to also post on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. We're going to post Ashton Logan's profile and also the link to this radio show so you guys will be able to go back and listen to it as many times as you'd like to. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then we're going to be back to speak more with or to bring on our special guest this evening, Ashton Logan. So stay tuned.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota, on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, that's Jeff Hunter Toyota, located in Waco, the Co., as the locals there call it. So make sure, if you're in need of a vehicle, a good running vehicle, hey, Jeff Hunter Toyota is the place to go. All right, without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest for this evening, 2017 safety prospect out of Temple High School, Ashton Logan. Ashton, how you doing this evening, young man?
Good.
All right, Ashton. Man, I appreciate you coming on the show, taking time away from your studies or working out on your own, doing whatever you have to do to make yourself better in life. Definitely appreciate you taking time away from that just to chat with us this evening. Now, Ashton, you attend Temple High School, one of the most storied programs in the Central Texas area, if not the state of Texas, that's produced good football players like Kenneth Davis, Brad Dusick, and also some of the other big shots that have come through. Even Mean Joe Green is from Temple, Texas, went to Dunbar High School, which was the segregated school back way back in the 60s, but nonetheless, he's from Temple. So, man, I've been telling people about you. College coaches know about you, or more and more of them are starting to know about you, because you're my current number one ranked safety in the 2017 class. So tell us, what is your height, your weight, and your 40 time?
I'm 6'1", I weigh 197. My 40 time is a 4.5.
6'1", 197?
Yes, sir.
Man, it sounds like you've been pumping iron this spring, okay? What you benching?
Right now, I've been working out with like 275.
Seriously?
Yes,
sir. All right, man. Okay. All right, man. I want to see you continue to play safety now. I don't want to see them moving you to linebackers because you done got so muscular, so buffed up. But that's cool, man. Nothing wrong with getting stronger. Nothing wrong with getting stronger. That makes you very more astounding in run support. Now, one thing that I definitely appreciate about your game, for those of y'all out there, one of the reasons that I ranked them high, like I tell you guys, I never rank prospects based on what they do in the T-shirt and shorts, okay? Apparently, and unfortunately, that too much of that is going on throughout high school or college football recruiting, and I'm just of the mindset that what you do in full pads is what matters because the game is played in full pads. So, but one thing I like about Ashton is that he's a guy, he's not shy in run support, which if you are an effective safety, you better be able to come up and hit. Also, he has a lot of range. Being 6'1", he's a long strider. He can stretch the field a lot and be able to cover a lot of ground. So that's real good. Plus, he has a good football IQ as far as knowing what the offense is going to do. And he doesn't let plays get behind him on a regular basis. So, again, those are just some of the things that I appreciate about Ashton's game. For those of you all out there who may wonder what I see or what are some of the criteria I use to rate and rank prospects. Now, Ashton, with all that I said about you, Of course, without playing football, you know you have to stay eligible. So how important are academics to you personally?
It's the most important thing to me. I put it before sports or any other outside activities. Without my grades, I'm nothing.
Okay. Speaking of academics, do you already have an idea of what you may want to study once you go off to college?
I wanted to be a doctor.
A doctor? Okay. All right, man. Sure. Well, just know you're going to be in school for a long time. But there's nothing wrong with that, okay? That's good, that's good. Hey, one of my former college roommates is a doctor, and he told me last year, because I was making jokes to him, saying, hey, man, boy, it sounds like you was in school forever. And, you know, which I'm definitely proud of him. And he said, hey, man, you're right, but last year, hey, man, I brought home $500,000, so I guess it paid off. Yeah, I guess it did. So hey, you keep on striving to be a doctor, man, and believe me, some good things can happen for you, especially a big fat bank account. All right, now you have some amazing attributes on the football field. What all sports do you play? Do you play any other sports?
Yes, sir, I do basketball and track.
Okay, and in basketball, were you on the varsity this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. What position did they have you at?
Small forward.
Small forward. Okay, then. Okay, wingman. All right. Good stuff. Now track and field. Now, I went to college on a track scholarship, so you got to come with it now when you tell me what you're doing in track. What events you doing?
I do the 400, and I do high jump.
Okay, 400 high jump. All right, man. Woo. The man's race. You play safety in football, the premier position on defense, and now you're doing the race that a lot of people shy away from. Because, boy, that last 100 meters, man, it seemed like the gorilla jumps on your back, and only real men can make it to that finish line. That's good. Look forward to seeing how you're going to do once district and all that comes around. So continue the good work on that. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break. Then we're going to be back with Mr. Logan and talk some more about what he's doing on and off the field. Stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stansley, the Loop. Call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, we're back. Make sure you check out Inspired Hair Designs with me and Colleen over there on Stan Schluter, Miss D and her crew. Man, they keep it tight, and they keep it looking even more beautiful. Mr. Ashton Logan, we have from Temple High School, our number one 2017 safety prospect in Central Texas. Now, Ashton, man, I'm telling you, when you play a big school football, it is hard to make it on the varsity or to win a varsity spot as an underclassman. But you actually came in and started on the varsity as a sophomore, something, again, that is not all too common in Texas high school, big school football. What I mean is, man, what did you do to impress your coaches for that to happen, for you to be able to earn a starting position as a sophomore? Again, something that's very rare.
I worked for it. Coach needed me to mature quickly, and I needed to be the best for my team. And I paid attention to my craft and tried to perfect it.
Okay. I mean, did you study film and, you know, just stay in that playbook a lot?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Now, what was spring like for you last year? Because I know in order for you to have earned a starting position as a sophomore, you had to have a pretty good spring last year as a freshman. So what did you do during spring ball on the field that, you know, made your coaches say, hey, yeah, this guy needs to start?
As a freshman, I was a running back, and then my sophomore year, that was my first year at safety. So it really took
seriously?
A lot of... Yes, sir.
Okay, man, that's good, man. Okay, hey, I learned something new just now. Okay, man, I'm thinking that you came out there as a freshman, and they saw you on the freshman team and freshman games. Hey, playing safety, come up and land the wood, and all this good stuff, and say, hey, we got to move them up to varsity, you know, immediately during the off season. But that's real good. You play running back. Do you ever miss playing offense?
I did at first, and then like me and the coaches, we sat down and had a serious talk about what would really help me out and help the team out, and I decided just to sacrifice for the team.
Okay. Is there any chance that you may possibly see some action on the offensive side of the ball?
No, sir. We already established this. I'll be safety still.
Okay, you be safe? Okay. Well, I tell you what. You know, when I was growing up, I always saw the glamour of wanting to play, you know, offense. But one thing that a wise man once told me, he said, on defense is the main place where you get to dictate how you play, okay? On offense, if you play receiver, you have to hope that you have a good quarterback. If you play running back, you have to hope that you have a good line to help you out. But on defense, you basically are responsible for your own success, okay? Because there's no one that needs to help you be able to make plays, okay? All right, when you play defense. All right, so that's one thing I definitely want to keep you encouraged on, playing defense and not seeing the offensive side of the ball anymore. Yes. Now, you come from a very athletic family. I mean, dad played basketball, and your uncles, man, whew, boy, they could hit. I remember them when I was coming up, man. Those Wildcats, man, back in the early 90s, early to mid-90s, boy, they was a team that you just hated to see on your schedule. Now, with you having it in your genes, how do you think that has helped you hone your skills as an athlete, as a student athlete?
I just try to be the best athlete in the family. So I really just listen to what they have to tell me, and then I just try to put it into my game.
Okay. Do they ever tell you, do they ever share their stories with you from what they did when they were coming up?
Yes, sir, all the time.
Okay. Believe it, man. They're all true, okay? But believe me, those were some really good athletes, man. Some really, really good athletes back in the day. Now, with that being said, still talking about your family here, your older brother, Chad President, was our top-ranked athlete for the 2015 class, and he signed with Tulsa. Is there already any interest coming from Tulsa, being that, you know, you have family up there already?
No, sir. I haven't heard anything from them, but I would love to.
You ever heard? Okay. Okay, well, you will be hearing from Tulsa at some point. I don't do the naming and claiming thing or whatever, but, you know, I just have a strong feeling that you'll be hearing from Tulsa. sometime starting the spring or whatever. So just, hey, again, always make sure that you're going hard in spring ball, man, anytime you line up to play, because you never know who's watching. There have been kids that I have sat and watched in the bleachers on Friday nights when I come to the different games every Friday, and some kids, hey, they're way high on my radar because, you know, they showed out in other kids. When I went to see them, they just pouted and cried all game, fussed and screamed at the refs, and, you know, they just basically showed me that they're prospects that are not serious about being stud prospects. So you didn't show me that when I first saw you play, and I definitely appreciate you for, of course, you know, giving your all every time that you're out there. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and finish up talking to Mr. Ashton Logan. So you all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, we're back with Ashton Logan from Temple High School, our number one current ranked safety prospect in the 2017 class. Ashton, what are the colleges that you like watching the most? I mean, just give me a list. Who do you like watching out there that you could see yourself possibly, you know, playing for?
I like to watch Baylor, Texas, and Texas Tech.
Okay. Baylor, Texas, and Texas Tech. So it sounds like to me you already have plans on staying in state, or those are just the teams that you like watching the most?
I like watching them.
Okay. I mean, usually when I talk to youngsters, they say, like, Oregon, and there's nothing wrong. Those are all good schools and good programs, but usually when I talk to youngsters, they like talking about Oregon, Bama, Florida State, Cal, you know, UCLA, Stanford, any of those schools that interest you?
Yes, sir, they do.
They do? Okay. All right. With that being said, are you planning on attending any camps this summer? And if so, which ones?
The Baylor camp and Kansas State and Texas Tech and others.
Okay, K-State, good stuff. Yeah, that's always been, and of course, you know, Baylor is one of the top programs in the country. In Kansas State, they've always been a respectable program since, I know Coach Snyder and his crew have been up there for the last, you know, 20-some-odd years or so. Now, with the K-State one, is that a satellite camp, or are you actually going all the way up to the state of Kansas to go to that camp?
I think I will be going all the way up there.
Okay, good stuff. Well, definitely, you know, showing what we made up here in Central Texas. So they'll continue to salivate, you know, for you and want to, of course, recruit you to come be a part of their program. Now,
yes, sir.
In sports, there's always room for improvement, okay? Nonetheless, I mean, even Michael Jordan always worked on his craft. Deion Sanders always worked on his craft. Barry Sanders, et cetera. Those guys always knew there was room for improvement. You can never get caught sleeping. What specifically have you been working on to get better to improve your game, or do you feel you need to work on to improve your game?
I've been working on my coverage, you know, just sitting in there waiting for the receiver to push me vertical instead of taking off too early, and driving down on stop routes and really being smart on stop and goes, not trying to attack down on stops and then they go on me. So I've really just been paying attention to all that.
Okay. All right, man. That's a big test for your footwork as well, too, when you work on things like that. So but that's good to hear. Well, one thing, some words of encouragement that I like to give you, some words of wisdom, that at the safety position, you know, you basically, nowadays with all these crazy offenses, with all due respect to the coaches out there that are running them, but with all these crazy passing offenses, you definitely have to, you know, keep your head on the swivel and make sure you are always in the right place at the right time. But one thing as a safety prospect that college coaches love, and I've, you know, talked with many college coaches over the years in reference to what they're looking for in safeties or defensive players in general, is that always do your best to get to the ball super fast. The faster you get to the ball, then lets the college coach know, or a scout like myself, know that you have serious anticipation skills, okay, that you're not a guy that's always reacting too late. Also, in run support, when you can make tackles at, around, or behind the line of scrimmage without blitzing, that really gets college coaches salivating for you, okay? So remember that. Even if you're lined up 12 yards off the line of scrimmage and you see, you clearly know that a running play is going to happen, if you can get to that running back and make a good hit at, around, or behind the line of scrimmage without blitzing, man, that really puts your name out there, okay? All right, so always keep that in mind, okay? And make sure you practice that. Practice those thoughts and practice those things that you're talking about, including the words of wisdom that I'm giving you. Practice that in the spring, and you'll see eventually your recruiting attention will pick up. Okay?
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Now, we're going to take another short commercial break, and then we're going to ask Ashton about his lasting thoughts going into the spring and next football season. So stay tuned.
Hey, Masters Barbershop, located 18 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176 and check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, folks, we're back. With Ashton Logan, our currently number one ranked safety in the 2017 class in Central Texas from Temple High School. Ashton, do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to leave us this evening as it relates to you, your teammates, and what the Wildcats are looking to do this upcoming season?
Yes, sir. I feel like we're going to go back even better and stronger since we have more experience, and we should win it all.
Okay. Now y'all lost some studs, man, including your older brother. Now, so you think y'all can get back and win it all, huh, down up at Jerry's World, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right then. Hey, well, I definitely like to see that. You know, hey, I love talking noise to those guys from Houston and Dallas I went to school with and college with that thought that Central Texas didn't have much going on. So when you guys win state, hey, you know, they go into hiding. Okay, so I'm definitely looking to brag on you guys even more, and also just a further testament that, hey, in Central Texas we produce champions, not just, you know, good ball players as well. Well, Ashton, hey, young man, I wish you nothing but endless success. Stay on top of those books. Keep your nose clean. Keep your head down. And believe me, man, the success will come to you faster than you know it. Okay?
Thank you.
Not a problem. Thanks again. You take it easy, young man. And for all of our listeners out there that are listening, remember, follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop. Go to our website and order your copy of our Winter Honors Magazine, thscoutandscoop.com, thscoutandscoop.com. Also, immediately after this broadcast, you can go to our blog page to see Ashton's profile and also hear this radio show in its entirety and pass it on to whomever you like to. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. And remember, be safe out there on the roads. Of course, like I said, we're supposed to get some stormy weather here in Central Texas. And again, we like to make sure that all of our student-athletes out there are giving their very best, stay on top of those books, get those SATs and ACTs out the way. And we definitely want to see you signing that first Wednesday of your senior year, that first Wednesday of February in your senior year, being able to accomplish the dream that you set out to do to begin with. Once again, this is TA of TA Scouting Scoop signing off from yet another show. You all take it easy out there and be blessed. And always remember where you got the legit football recruiting scoop from as it relates to Central Texas football. Thank you.